What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 394 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex and I are continuing down our Sword and Sandals month episodes. These are old Roman, Greek, whatever other ones that they always fight in sandals and skirts and things like that. Swords, no guns. There's no guns in these movies. And usually there's some good-looking guys, shredded. This week, we're doing a movie from 2011 that I know a lot of people have never heard of or seen. It's a little movie called The Eagle, directed by Kevin MacDonald, who, by the way, has done some other really good movies, but never action movies. He did The Last King of Scotland. He did State of Play, which are really good dramas. This was his first kind of foray into this style of movie. Now, Alex, are you one of these people who had never heard of or seen this movie prior to this viewing?
Yes, I am one of those people. I never heard of it. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't watch much of Channing Tatum films. So a lot of his movies, if you bring it up, I'm going to be like, nope.
It's like brand new to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, this stars Channing Tatum. This also stars our boy Jamie Bell from Jumper. He's the other little guy. And guess what? Spoiler alert, pretty good in this movie too. And then you also have Donald Sutherland. R.I.P. Donald Sutherland in this movie. I totally forgot he was in this movie. And then other than that, it's not very many famous faces. So before we get into it, let me give you the Rotten Tomatoes scores here. They're not great. Okay, they're pretty low. Maybe this is why people didn't really flock to this movie at all. This has a 39% critic score and a 41% audience. So they're pretty close. They're only 2% apart, but not incredibly high reviews. Do you find these numbers surprising or not really?
Not really, in a sense of this type of movie is not as popular with the audience in our generation. Whereas I think if this movie would have came out more 70s or 60s, where like 60s, Clash of the Titans was around and all that shit, I think it would have been more popular. But I kind of, I think I go with this.
I agree with that statement. This style of movie is rare now, even in the last 20 years. Like, there's not been a lot. So that could be. Anyway, let's get into it. Now, this story in this movie, or not just jumping ahead of storyline, but just to give people an idea, this is very similar to the movie we did 2 weeks ago called Centurion, in that it has like a lot of, it's in Britain. It has those kind of like native Britain people who paint themselves. It has the Golden Eagle, which was in that movie. We follow a Roman soldier. That's kind of why I paired these, you know, did these movies the way I did. I went Roman, Greek when I set up. So let's talk about our lead character. He is, of course, played by Channing Tatum. This was an early lead role for him. Like, he was in Step Up, but he wasn't doing like a ton of, you know, kind of big lead movies. He's playing a guy named Marcus. It's like Marcus Flavius something or the other. And then Jamie Bell has like a cohort. Yeah. So what did you think?
You could tell this is his earlier work. He's not as good. He's not a good Roman. And it's weird because he talks English. American. Like, Romans have like an accent.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? And I'll say this. The difference between Michael Fassbender and him, and they both played Romans. Michael Fassbender had an accent. Yeah. It wasn't English. It was just like he had like this a thicker... It just had a, like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what the name of their language is, but he had an accent. I felt like, okay, he's native, you know, to the people. Channing Tatum sounded like himself playing this character. And it was weird because there was a lot of scenes that he was using lingo that we use now. And I'm like, wait a minute, aren't you Roman? Like when he goes at the end of the film, when he looks at Jamie Bell and he goes, you pick the next destination, man, or dude, or whatever. It was, I was like, when the hell does Roman use those languages? That's like saying, what's up, dog? What's up, my brother? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so like that felt weird, but the way he acted, like the fighting sequences for the character, okay, it is what it is. Like, again, you're not going to get crazy fighting with swords. With swords in these movies, like not crazy hand to hand, unless the director is built for this. This storyline did not have as much of that. But in terms of the acting wise, he was okay. So the character, I'm going to be honest with you, I gave him a 3. And I'll be honest, I like Jamie Bell's character way more because he had more of a storyline that he was a slave, right? Channing Tatum saved him from a death pit fighting thing, and his father got him for him to be his slave. Uh-huh. And then they go into this adventure and he was still his slave. And then he goes, if you set me free, you know, I could go get help. And because it was like a situation, which I know you'll bring up and you say better than I do. But I think Jamie Bell was better. Like, I would get him a 4 because he was more of a believable actor, especially when he spoke in that native tongue with the other bad guys that were roaming the land. You know what I mean? Like, dudes with the white makeup and everything that were normal people, but white. So I gave him a 3. I thought he was good.
Okay, fair enough. I actually gave him a 4, but I agree with your acting points. He's not that great as far as his act. He's gotten much better. And I think once he started doing comedies, it kind of unlocked his acting talent to me. Like when he was in 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, I think he got more loose. Because like he was in that movie this year, Blink Twice. And I thought he was great in that movie. Like Channing Tatum has become a very good actor. Before this, you know, I think he was in certain movies, he was fine. He was just like the good looking guy who knew how to dance. You know what I mean? And he was in like Coach Carter and he was in Step Up, like I said. But he became a good actor. He's not great in this movie. And Kevin McDonald made that decision. It depends. Sometimes it could work. Sometimes it doesn't. He just let everyone speak with whatever accent they actually had, the actors. He didn't, because Donald Sutherland speaks American English. Channing Tatum speaks American English. Jamie Bell, he is British in real life, has a British accent. And this happened in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Like Kevin Costner speaking American and he had no accent. He didn't even try, but they're in England. It can work in a movie like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Valkyrie with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they're speaking German, but it does that thing of like Hunt for Red October where like all of a sudden they start speaking English and we are supposed to understand they're speaking German. We're hearing it as English. That works. But here they don't really establish that. They just kind of talk. So the acting not good, but I like the character because I did like his arc. He is young. His dad went missing. His dad is kind of a guy who's looked at like, this guy's a failure. He led all these 5,000 troops. They disappeared. He lost this golden eagle, which is like a big thing for the Roman soldiers. He takes over this fort. He ends up saving a lot of lives, but gets injured in the process. So they discharge him. They're like, you know what? You're no good. You got a jacked up leg. He decides to go back out because he's discharged. He's like, I'm going to go get the eagle to redeem myself and to redeem my father's name. That's a good arc. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I agree with you. I think Jamie Bell, not only is he the better actor, he also had a great arc of I'm a slave. They form a genuine friendship. I like the kind of, you know, is he going to turn on him where he's like, now you're my slave. I like that whole thing. There's been other movies that do it. I thought they did it pretty good here. So I like the dynamic. So I ended up giving it a 4. But the acting from Tatum, I agree, it's pretty weak overall. He looks the part, but he doesn't exude general of a Roman army type thing. So I agree with you there. Okay, main villains. Now, this is another movie where the natives who have been invaded are portrayed as the bad guys. They like eat people. The dad eats people. The dude kills his own son. Like they're bad. They're bad guys. But are they? I don't know. So I don't even know their name. Like I don't know the tribe's name or anything like that. I forget what it was.
Inns?
Yeah.
No, that was Jamie Bell's character. He was a Briton.
And these actors, I don't know who played that guy, so I can't find the name. But anyway, the bald guy who has white paint. I guess he was like the main guy. Yeah, white paint guy.
I gave them a 4.
Ooh, okay.
And this is why I gave him a 4. One, they ran after these guys for days. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. To me, that part of the film, I was just like far-fetched because I was just like, there's no way they're going to catch up running while they had horses. But it is what it is. They were tracking them. They knew their land. They knew shortcuts here and there. So I said, I'm going to go with it. So with that said, they were pretty good. Dude killed his own son because he betrayed everybody. He slit his throat. And I said, that is some dirty ass shit. But loved it. I was like, cool. They had the eagle. Jamie Bell's character kind of knew it. Did a friendship with them, which I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. He used Marcus as a prop, which he didn't know. He thought he betrayed him. And he was like, yeah, he's my slave. And he slapped him up. And I was like, that's pretty cool. At the end, he was like, bro, he was like, we got to get out of here. He was like, I'm not going to betray.
Like, are you sure? He's like, come on, man. I was just kidding.
Yeah. So like, that's pretty cool. That, in terms of the bad guys, there's not much to them. You just know they're native to their land. These guys are crossing their land. The fact that he's a Roman is what got him caught in the first place. So there's not much dynamic there. Like this movie is so freaking weird. Like compared to Centurion and the other ones that we've seen, like honestly, it's an arty-farty movie. To me, it's an arty-farty type of film. Like it goes from fighting in the beginning and it just slow paced from there on. Once he gets hurt and they start going into the adventure looking for this eagle, golden eagle, slow paced arty-arty film. It reminded me of the Ridley Scott movie with Adam Driver and Matt Damon.
Oh, I love that movie. The Last Duel?
Yes. It reminded me, like, I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but no, like,
that is a movie more leans into the drama more than action.
Yeah. So this one had that type of feel to it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, but more stylized, like weird arts, very art. Like the guy was trying to do some art thing. And I was just like, oh man. But like I said, in terms of the villain, I gave him a 4. I thought it was good.
It makes sense because, like I said, this guy directed not these type of movies prior. Yeah. So it's not that surprising. Okay, main villains. Yeah, I gave him a 3. So we flip-flopped here on lead and villain. But
yeah.
I, one minus point, because again, I don't even remember their names. Like, if I don't even know your name or remember what it is, that minus for me. I do like that part, like you said, where they're like, they're running after them. And then Jimmy Bell's character is like, yeah, have you seen these guys run? Like, because Channing Tatum says, Sandy's like, oh, they're just running. They don't have horses. He's like, yeah, but have you ever seen them run? They're like, they're not going to stop. They probably take no breaks. Again, it's tough for me because they are people who are, they are the natives. They are the ones who live there. And we're meant to root for these Roman soldiers. Oh, by the way, I forgot. Mark Strong shows up in this movie out of nowhere with long hair, who's a good actor. And then you get them, you know, you do get the fight where all those people who went missing and kind of just started living with the natives show up and help them, you know, fight against these guys. But you get that main fight. And other than that, these bad guys kind of just like, he smacks him. He almost kills him for looking at his sister. Killing his son almost made me get to the 4. Because that is a villain move. First of all, he slaps the crap out of him when he finds out that he knew they left and he didn't wake him up. And then afterward, he brings him out to the water. I thought it was going to be a hostage situation, you know? He's like, you better drop your weapons or I'm going to kill this kid. Nope, he just kills him. He's like, this is a traitor. It almost got me there. But I'll stick with the 3. Only because they were just nameless. I'm not crazy with like nameless villains who I don't really know. They looked cool though. I did like the look of them. All right, action scenes.
Okay, so I found while you were saying your stuff about the villains, which I agree with, this movie is a sequel to Centurion.
What?
Yes, that's why I was like, wait a minute. That's why I was like, when you were saying your stuff, I was like, what? So this movie, I'm gonna read it right here. It says, The Eagle is effectively a sequel to the film Centurion, written and directed by Neil Marshall, because Shannon Tatum's character in The Eagle is
Marcus Flavius something.
Aquileia, yeah. The son of Titus Flickerus of Euro whatever, right? Who is the lead of the 9th Legion that was lost in the far north of Britain, right? Mm-hmm. Who is therefore the same person as Dominic West's character, Titus Feridius Venericius in Centurion. So he's the son of that character.
So like, it's like an unofficial sequel.
It's an unofficial, but it's kind of a sequel that tied together.
And that makes sense because I told you when I'm watching, I'm like, dang, this has a lot of similarities story-wise to that movie. So if you look at it that way, that's kind of cool. Like, okay, his dad was that guy. He lost the eagle. He did die in that movie. He gets killed.
Yeah.
Remember, Michael Fassbender, by the end, he just goes to live with the witch lady in the trees. You know, he's like, I'm out of here. So he could be like Mark Strong's character. Remember, he said he met a wife. They had a kid. Hey, that's kind of cool. It doesn't change my thoughts, but it's kind of cool.
So that's a little tidbit. Yeah. All right. So the action sequences in this movie, there ain't no much action in this. The ending battle, I thought it was really cool. It was like 30,000 of these natives versus 10 people. And they came up on top, which was kind of weird to say. But that's movie magic. You know what I mean? That's like William Wallace versus 500,000 people. And William Wallace comes out winning. You're like, okay. And what? Okay. That's how I felt by the end of this movie. I was just like, this dude should never. And he had a slice in his leg.
Yeah, that's
right. And he couldn't continue going on, but he had enough strength to fight.
He hulked up.
He hulked up.
He said, so, eat my vitamins, do my prayers. Warrior shook the ropes.
I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
I gave it a 3. I thought the beginning battle was pretty good with Channing Tatum in full strength, and you see how he got hurt. And then the ending throughout the middle is just a chase scene and more character development. Now knowing that this is a sequel, light sequel to that Centurion film, it didn't do as much because Centurion, I think, had better action sequences with Neil Marshall. But with that, I gave it a 3.
Did you watch the PG-13 or the unrated for this?
Unrated.
Okay. So apparently this, I also watched the unrated. It's the same exact length as the PG-13. They just added in like when that guy gets his head chopped off, you could see he's get his head chopped off.
And the dead body's hanging.
Yeah. There's like a little bit more of violence.
Gore.
But but not any additional scenes. Okay. I agree with you. I gave it a 3. I think it has two good battle scenes. The movie, no matter what, and this kind of goes overall, but it's shot very well. It's made from a director who knows how to direct a movie. Now, is he an action director? No. But are these action scenes like comprehensible? Yes. Do you know what's going on at all times? Yeah, it's not all shaky cam. I always like that thing of like when they make the little shield wall and people jump on it and they stab him. I like strategy. See, the thing with these kind of movies is you got to, I like the war strategies. Like, how are we going to, 300 did it very well, although more stylized. This has it. I like that. So I think it's good, but you're right. There's not a ton. There's a lot of talking. It's a lot of story more than action. But the action that's there is solid. It is solid and it's well shot. So I gave it a 3 as well. I'm not going to harp on it. We're at the same score. All right. What did you think of that story?
Okay. So it's weird, right? Now that I'm knowing that it's this damn sequence, I kind of like more the better of the first okay. one. But this one had an okay story. You know, honestly, Nate, if this had a way better lead actor, this movie would have been really good.
I agree with you.
I'll be honest, and I'm looking at the box office numbers while you were saying your stuff. And I said, this budget at $25 million, which you could tell it was budget at $25 million.
Yeah, but that's low enough to be a hit if you know, do it right.
Well, was it? Only gross $37
million. Not really.
Not a hit.
It could have been that's a low budget for
it's
a
very low budget, and that tells me with these numbers, that tells me if you would have scratched out, let's say you take out Channing Tatum and you put an actor that's really good in this role, right? You could have put a Brad Pitt. I could see Brad Pitt doing this type of role. Mm. I mean, he did do Troy.
Someone a little older, period.
Someone older, right? So yeah. Like, I don't know who to put older. I'm not good
Michael
with
Fassbender.
No, Michael Fassbender comes back for the sequel.
Bring him back. Yeah.
As his brother.
Yeah.
Rufius, Tufius, Lufius. Whatever.
Rufius Tufius.
Is it Roman? Rufius Tufius.
That's a good
there you go. That's his Greek name, Lufius Tufius.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, but now honestly, all jokes aside, the storyline is pretty good. But I think what I bring it down for is Channing Tatum. I didn't like the way he portrayed this Greek guy. And I, honestly, everyone around him, Donald Sullivan did not feel like a Greek guy. And you know what's crazy? Like, I know Gladiator 2 is coming out, and that's how I feel with Denzel Washington in that damn movie. Like, he does not fit that type of movie. And the way he talks in the trailer, I was like, he talks way not like a Greek, but he's a phenomenal actor.
He's such a good actor that I feel like when you watch it, you'll forget it. But I agree with you. In the trailer, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't, right? Yeah. You look at the trailer, you're going, why is he signed? And again, we all know Denzel Washington does not do sequels. So for him to come in to do this type of movie, and he did 3 Equalizers, so that's his franchise. But what I mean is doing another franchise and coming in as one of a lead names, it's weird. And that's what I felt like weird. Donald Sullivan is such a big name in acting. You're going, wow, he's going to give a good acting. No. You're just, he's just acting like Donald Sullivan in any other movie. I was just like, wow, this is weird. Jamie Bell, out of the 3 actors in this movie, did a hell of a performance, more than the lead guy. And that tells you something. Like, if this movie, and we said it in Jumper, if the movie was led by Jamie Bell, I think this movie would have been phenomenal. I'm thinking it would have been really good. He was jacked when he took his shirt off. He's not physically fit, like crazy. I mean, he was thin.
He's not large.
Yeah, he's not large.
He is cut, but he's not like 6'3", you know, whatever. Yeah.
So for me, it could have worked, but I can see why they picked Channing Tatum, because he was hot at the time and whatever. He is what it is. But again, storyline, I kind of liked it for what it was. I thought it was really good. I'm going to give it a 3. I'm not going to give it a 4 because I think the actor did not do a great job. Well, 2 actors in the entire thing didn't bring this story to life where I think it could have been done very well. Mark Strong was very good in his role for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he looks pretty good. I didn't even know it was him until he spoke one word. I went, oh, damn, he's in this movie?
I forgot.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 3.
I forgot, but also I saw this movie in 2011. So it's been 13 years. I don't remember. Yeah, how was I ever going to remember that Mark Strong played character for 3 minutes in this movie? I agree with everything you said. You know the funny thing with the Denzel and Gladiator 2? You know what it reminds me of? Remember when we reviewed Ben-Hur and Morgan Freeman was in it?
Yes. As the Jamaican slave owner. That's what it reminds me of.
Hey, like Morgan Freeman, great actor. Do I buy him as a horse guy in ancient Rome? I don't know. But you know what? When you're watching, you're like, whatever. Anyway, I agree with everything you said. Again, I have a 3 as well. I think it's a good story hampered by miscast lead. Again, I like Channing Tatum now in 2024. I can't say the same for 2011 Channing Tatum. You know what I mean? There's a reason why he used to be considered kind of a joke. All the girls loved him, but every guy was like, this guy sucks. And now it's kind of flipped where it's like, everybody kind of likes Channing Tatum. He's worked on his craft. He's gotten better. They should have got someone else at this time in 2011. Jamie Bell steals the movie. He's great in it. He has a great performance. He has a great character. But again, I like the storyline. I like the storyline of the lead. I like the quest. It's a quest movie, right? They're going out. They got to go get this thing. It's out there. It's a buddy movie. It's a quest movie. It's a road movie. And I liked it, but I didn't love it. I gave it a 3. I think it was a good story. Not an amazing story, but solid. Okay, what is your overall score for the film?
So, while the movie is good at times, there's times I was bored. I was just like, man, this is boring. And I think it's due to the actors that they picked to helm this movie. And it didn't do justice for me as that. So I'm going to give it another 3. But I don't think this is a movie that I will gravitate and watch again. But I gave it a 3. I thought it was, in terms of the storyline, I thought it was good. Like, I would have gave it a 2 for decent. But to be honest, it'll be wrong to do that. So I will give it a 3 for good.
Again, we're on the same wavelength here. I gave it a 3. I think the movie, I wouldn't say it's underrated. You know how, like, because it didn't make a lot of money, it doesn't have great reviews, and this is not one of those movies where it's like, wow, I really disagree with that and you should check it out. What I will say is it's very well shot. It looks great. Like, it's a really good looking movie, very well shot, very well directed. It's well made for a budget of 25. Yeah, it's, but you know, they're filming it a lot in nature. There's not a lot of interiors, so I could see the budget not need to be crazy. You're not paying any super huge name actors. Donald Sutherland at this point is not probably costing you much money, you know, and he's a small role anyway. So even the gladiator part, like Jamie Bell's fighting, and it's like a little set. It's not like a huge, they're not in Rome, they're in England somewhere. So it's well made for the budget it has. It has a miscast lead, which hurts it. Doesn't have, this is an action podcast, it doesn't have a ton of action, you know. It's, so as an action movie, I don't think it's amazing. As a drama, I think it's fine, you know, like it's a good film. But that's why I don't agree necessarily with the super low Rotten Tomato scores, because I don't think it's a bad movie, but I think it just has some missed opportunities. So overall, I gave it a 3. As well, I think we might have the same total points. What's your total?
A 16.
That's what I have. We just flip-flopped on the lead and the villain. So yeah. 16 out of 25 for the both of us. A decent movie for Sword and Sandals. And I was trying to pick stuff, you know, like, because there's Sword and Sandals movies that we've done, like 300, we did the 300 movies already. And there's other ones that are part of franchises, like the Clash of the Titans movie. So I didn't pick those. So I could have picked something really old, like Spartacus or something like that, but I didn't want to go too old. We already did Gladiator. So it's tough finding these movies. I'm glad we're doing them. This wasn't a great one. Now, Alex, as far as what we got coming up, new franchise, The Batman, not The Batman, The Batman movies by Christopher Nolan. Are we doing some Batman Begins? A little Dark Knight, little Dark Knight Rises. Very excited. Now, wrapping up Sword and Sandals, this is a big one in the genre. This is a big budget spectacle. Wolfgang Peterson directing, big stars, a little movie called Troy. I'm assuming you've seen Troy before, correct?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay. Does Angelina love this movie? Doesn't she like these kind of movies? She hates this movie?
She doesn't like this one.
Ooh.
She said it was way too long.
We gotta do the director's cut.
That's like the what, the 8-hour cut?
It's like 17 hours. No, I think the director's cut is, I want to say 3. It's like 3 hours. The regular version is 2 hours and 43 from what I remember. So I think it's a little longer.
We'll do
the director's cut. I already told our special guest coming, director's cut. So he'll be renting it. But anyway, Troy, this is like Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom, Eric Bana, Peter O'Toole, one of the most famous actors of all time. So I have not seen this movie in a very long time for that reason.
Yeah.
Pretty long. Unless we're doing it for a show, I rarely just like pop in 3-hour movies. But I'm looking forward to it. But this is a big one. This is not the Eagle. This is the other end of the spectrum. The non $25 million budget ones. So, and then that'll wrap up our Sword and Sandal month. And then I will be telling you what we're doing for the theme next week.
Next month. Oh, well. If you guys want to know what happens, you got to listen to it next week.
Exactly.
But with that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything A&G podcast, you guys can follow us on YouTube on our channel, which is the Action Movie Guys podcast YouTube channel. You guys can listen to it. We're not on there physically, but all you do is listen to it. You can listen to the podcast where you're working from there, or YouTube Music. We have the podcast there also. So with that said, you guys can now follow Geeks and Flicks on TikTok. It's Geeks, letter N, Flicks. We do mini reviews there. We do mini reviews of whatever I watch. Nate's out of the theater reviews in 1 minute, the ones that he does not do in full length versions. But other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.